Yeah. My name is Tori Ubitua. Madam, I also listen. Tori Ubitua, professor of this college. I'm not sure for me, but I'm not sure for this college. I'm for this college. I'm for this college. I'm for this college. My name is Hikma Drogo from the MCOP. I'm going to be a
for the Zamakar, a member of this college.
I am the first
of the student
from
from PNG.
I think we have the other lady, but we have the same.
from the VA.
And this is the lady from
PNG. Oliver Makai.
She doesn't mind our table, you eat while we talk. Okay, I think we can proceed.
She has just represented the part of the commission. She has in all the social issues.
Okay. That's good. I like to say this thing. Or you think you of us. Thank you. Maybe we can start with you. I think, although the other one I took in quite early, I've been reading the paper before I came to Charles, and I thought we need to do something to suggest that.
I think we must at least talk about attendance, regular and punctual attendance of the church, which is really a big problem. We as women are actually fighting for our rights, which is very important, and we haven't achieved what we are expecting of our church. And I really think at the day in which we need to be more serious and actually try to participate in all the meetings so that people out there can actually take us serious. We should actually be looking at all the legislation that the committee has and see whether they do accommodate gender. And actually, some countries come and fight it and make changes and amendments to some of the legislation. But because the attendance is so short, and sometimes even not in time, we really feel that it is time that we spoke to the next member and please watch it, to please attend the committee meeting. I know that the MCOP has got the problem that they are sometimes out in the street. We do understand that. But to the members of the MA, when you are here, when the MCOP is also here, let us make a special effort. We all belong to other committees that we sometimes prioritize above the JMC. The JMC meets once a week. And let us try and just put away that day or that hour or two for the day or two, so that we can actually do something. When we give reports, sometimes we are actually not very satisfied with the work that has been done. But I think for this year, which will be our last year, except for the few months of next month, next year, let us really try and make a special effort. Attend regularly and sometimes. And as we improve the achievement that we are doing here, thank you, Chairman. And thank you.
I'm
going to
eat this egg. For the party. Thank you very much, and we appreciate the decrease from services we give up. Chair, I think our committees have gone to Scotland. Our committees have not gone to any Scotland. Because I am sure if we can go to a Scotland, we can also be able to identify all the issues that the meeting is talking about, so that then every place our meeting for our program is also in taking into consideration all these other activities that are happening in Parliament. It's true that the year is very short in this year, and as the JNC, we seem not to be getting cheap. I don't know whether we also even back can be both ways, Jefferson. But then also, I think the thing keeps on coming time and time again to say, JNC, the issue of the meeting on Friday, we can't compromise the committee. Because people, those that are connecting flights,
they actually want to leave earlier on a Friday. And you find in Friday there are other things that also crop up that warrant members to actually go back to their provinces to do whatever they have. But also, Jefferson, like today we managed to come because this is happening during lunchtime. And it's easy to skip lunch and come to the meeting. I'm sure we have interview members. And it is indicated that our problem is good. But if you can get these notifications, I know it will take you better than anything if you proceed on any other day besides your findings. Come in again, Jefferson, maybe we look at the program and
or some of the students who that have are given to, I think we should go back and I just want to remind the members of the Parliament that in the EEC it's a very serious case. You remember very well that I think there's going to be an assessment of our government. All of us. I don't know if in other countries. So the chief adding the week, and she is supposed to give a report in the week's meeting. If she mentions whatever is happening here, people should listen there, because she will have to mention people's needs, our performance, and whatever is happening here. And whatever we're discussing, whether there is progress, because we know from all the meetings that we have had in Parliament, preparatory, and people displaying meetings that we have had, has been identified as one of the very important things that we should be assessing, gender machinery, and see whether, how far have we gone on the international instruments in this country, and all the other things that we have to be doing. And I think, as the same question mentioned, we have got to that's unfortunate that we are in that thing. I think we've got a very good program in this committee. We have been praised by the health we work. And it isn't true, Priscilla, that the issue is the national condition needs on its own. It's not regarded as an authentic issue. It is an authentic issue. We have practiced the rules, but it is just not true because we are living other conditions. I think we are going to work on this, maybe, in our stress management issue. Can I speak to the Honourable Member that it should be mentioned that she's leaving, because it's quite severe, as we are saying. There are some things that happen and we can't discuss them, we can't do anything, because we also feel that we can't leave other people behind. Although whatever the rules are saying, as the people are saying, it's just not good for us, for all of us. I think we can pass.
Thank you,
sir.
Just to say to the members that I didn't mean that the MCOP should be there. I just meant when you take Parliament to the people and you are not a member, you are not here. We cannot now stand and wait for Mr. Sunday or so on to see what they will work. Maybe it was just a moment of understanding. Thank you.
Recently, I have a copy of correspondence from the city where the issue of a minister terror is to Chepperton, which not actually being the first time. Nevertheless, the full story also appears on the service of the very same story in Chepperton. I will speculate to remember so that they can see what actually happened to people. Nevertheless, Chepperton is a one thing that is a feminist story, whereby if people are willing, especially are wearing minister, they get verbal abuse from taxi drivers, and no one says anything. They say even when they report to police, police seem just to ignore such issues. In taking time of this young woman was actually attacked, she was not the first one on that specific day, she was almost the first one. They even tore her clothes, they paraded her naked, and they tore her underwear. Apparently they even inserted that they did feel as in her vagina. They said very molested her, over and above molesting her, hitting her with with and everything Chepperton. So Chepperton, now our request is that as a committee, because we also do an oversight over other departments, including your safety,
including, I'm not sure the Human Rights Commission whether we do oversight over them. To say, Jefferson, we need to really start talking about this and actually maybe put in processes to say how do we engage even the testing industry, Jefferson, because it's supposed to be a place where it protects us as women, where we have to catch cases even late at night to go to work or open school. If that is an industry that is actually not safe for us, Jefferson, then what other precautionary measures are we taking in order to protect women? Also, there was an article that suggests that maybe as a committee, we need to issue a statement condoning such an action that has actually taken. So I don't want to talk too much to the person, I'm sure I have read about this, and you can remember what the committee might be having some thoughts on what it is that they also wanted that they believe the committee should actually take.
Another problem.
Yes,
also, it is really you know, it brings such a lot of anger in one. And I think our committee here has to start taking these issues, really this one, as in telling those people on stage that we cannot just have the only way with any man that can do that, and show them how to do it.
Especially in a North trip, you know. I don't think which is something, because in our culture, if most of the taxi guys, they are from, you know, they feel safe. But in our culture, a girl can wear a mini skirt. It means something. It's not a skirt, but something like hidden something. Really, I don't think it's very important. Yesterday, there was I'm sorry, Sheila. There was this white girl in a tent. She was wearing a denim skirt. Beautiful. You know, I was admiring her long legs, you know, and I asked myself if she was in a tent or a yellow street, what was going to happen to her, you know. She was beautiful, you know, the skirt was beautiful. But it was the same length of the skirt and the same color, everything. But I was asking myself, really, because there were not only all comments and other things, but I asked myself, what is happening if our black girl wearing those skirts in our children is possible? But really, tomorrow in my committee, and I'm asking the transport committee and the council, I'm going to raise this thing in that way. But I think I'm supporting international issues, a big measure of sister women. There was not a first time happening or not yesterday in that children.
Thank you, Sean. You know, I just think our justice in Israel, which is the most relevant field that humanity, I think it's transport that we can come with, because we are monitoring here in Parliament.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why don't other members of this committee also join the committee tomorrow and the chairperson write a statement to the media? Also, I don't know whether we need to do this tomorrow or Thursday. Another statement must be read in both houses. If you can help them. From the chapter and also in the house.
I hope we're not too busy here. Okay,
but I'll agree with the chairperson to issue a statement and maybe to write a letter to the association of Bantam. And maybe in future on with your oversight, we may have a good delegation in whatever province you want to, especially in housing government, the province that is right on this thing. But to attend that is in their own agenda. And I don't know, I'm under question.
Thank you very much. Because the letter is so urgent, I'll just add to what you are saying and say, let's ask the chairperson to meet with the chairperson of council and indicate to him that there is this problem, so that when Umu is raised in the committee, then the chairperson of council to know about it. And maybe we can also include it in their program so as to speed up this issue. But the writing of the statement by those houses is something to pass. I don't want to affect that particular answer.
So we are agreeing, thank you, Madam. We are agreeing here that there is a really concern amongst the members that this is a statement. And if it's a statement, it must be very important. Once you know how we are, we are being so how our city comes here, and how we are going to do it, maybe we can sit around and see what we can do the statement. I think it's not a problem, but we'll bump back with all the members and show them the statement. And the other thing I wanted to highlight when I'm summarizing this is where you can come.
Yes, Chairperson, I just wanted to clarify when I was saying members, you know, we are a joint, but we belong to other committees. If we can look who are other members of this committee who serve in the transport committee and talk to them to say they must please attend their meeting, because at the present moment they are not part of this meeting. But if maybe the week you can check on the attendance register, who are those? Because I know we'll be hijacking the meeting, but there are members of this committee who are maybe in all other committees. That's how we could put issues of such
things before I allow you to maybe the most appropriate way of dealing with it is that members who belong to other committees should also see that gender issues are discussed, and whatever legislation they are dealing with, whether it is gender sensitive, I think it is quite relevant that Umuntu and whoever other members, if this thing has to do with transport, she can see that it can put on the because they disabled from the committee that makes people. And we'll also try and speak to the president. But I thought if we write a letter for the committee, just a few lines to explain to them so that we can explain to the committee about what we should do the same. But I think it's our mandate. I think it's that enough. We had that for them, but the people who love the community, I think it's also there.
And invite all stakeholders to
with her, you know, and include your gender commission and other state committees that are in the national and I'm sure, I'm not sure who's the receptor for the committee, because the receptor can also assist us when we come with a statement to the media, or go to the media section, or get in touch with the solar day. They assist in and that was the discussion with let it be a thought also that said that they go for money. Because even in there, there were moving women who are wearing trousers. And even there, the policemen tried to intervene. And in a matter of fact, the women were the ones who were marching against gender policy. So the director of the committee, one broad thing that we could have said, I'm sure these people will encourage. And this is one of the things I'm sure maybe if we make copies of this statement and give it to the person and keep it separated in the meeting, they'll see that this issue is very urgent. Very, very urgent. And then I'm sure the person will actually go into that.
Yes.
You are just thinking that I think this is a process. It's a continuous campaign. Maybe Costanza has been starting to say things. And then my office can speak to all the components of the gender machine, all the other NGOs, that we should start the recommendations that you are saying. Maybe we'll have a different approach, but the idea is to involve those led and educate them. You know, that is the idea. Mm-hmm. However, we are going to be doing this, but that is what our intention. That is the reason why we also want our men here and they don't ask me. Okay, I think we can because I read the Star message. Star was putting it even more modesty, saying it's even harder to describe it. Now you face it all beyond the there's the advocate, the Madam Camera, I think she knows how it has gone now. We all see also violence of human rights and all the other things. Yeah, I think we'll put together with some of the people and really identify what we think is, you know, what laws that we can really violate. Beyond the right, what that is violating, what we think as this committee we think. And then we can make this statement.
Can I ask, I think it might be a good idea to copy the chair of the Human Rights Commission on this and indicate to the Human Rights Commission that we're taking it up and asking them if they've been at all active in
charge.
Yeah, copy your statement plus the attachment
that they come on here.
It's very constant.
To the
name of the and give them a copy of statement. Quite frankly, one could use they see it, but you know, one never knows which papers it's printed in it for. And I think we should bring it directly to their notice.
Yeah. I think immediately when you come out of here, I want you to meet the Parliament and the media. So that we tell them that we want to do a statement. And they should be following because those are the people who can assist us to see how edited this might be.
Because it's also violating the human services.
But Chairperson, I don't think it would be enough to issue a statement. Sheila will correct me if I'm wrong. Sheila will correct me if I'm wrong. This is a human rights issue. And in order for this people to stop, we are going to talk to the taxi association. And we must make the taxi association to pay
Because if they don't, they continue to do this. We must, I don't know what to call it, for disillusion or for character or what, but the Turkey Association should say, because we want to know who the people are, but the Turkey Association are standing for their people. They must be made to pay for this, so that they can talk to their people, not to continue to do this. Because it is just a statement, and if it's not a statement, then continue. I want us to think carefully here and say, what is it that we want to do to correct this particular issue? We cannot just leave it to the association, to whether they go and talk to their people or not. But if we tell them that they must take responsibility for this, then they'll be able to start teaching their members that this must not happen, because they all belong to a particular association.
Yes, thank you. But I think I'm going to go to
the seriousness of it, I think, to express ourselves.
But I think a statement becomes a statement, and how it is going to affect, the validity and the obligation. Because, it can be a statement as the media does with yours. That's why I would like to involve the parliamentary media. And the other thing, I would like to have two or three people working on the statement, because you see now the content of the statement is being expanded, and we might reach out to people. We would like to have people who have got legal background. I would like to have camera, and maybe we have friends. And still Faith is going to give us a lot of points, and then it should be a very other part too. I think we'll have to do it as soon as we can. Is that fine?
Yes,
I'm afraid, we've got very important issues that we're bringing. The reality is that I want everyone to be satisfied that we have legal issues and we have gender issues and the human rights issues, so that the statement must leave the whole impression of what we think.
Right.
Yeah.
She's vocal because she also sits at gender. I mean, a youth disability. So she's in the double.
No, I don't care. I come from a body with
her.
All my statements are analyzed through
this. But we can have a
And we've got the copy this So we have got food, this room, and
Yes, it's okay.
but with what a special item that you would like to see. And we would like to call.
No, we just want to make any presentation or anything.
Can you allow the committee to see? Because we've passed everything, now we're at the end. Yes. This item that we're doing is our this letter is inviting us to come from the OSW invitation to participate in the demonstration of the United Nations policy on the failure of the And here are the blah blah blah, it talks about but we thought you are going to refresh them, not to make it, they can allow you on the agenda. I think it is a delegation from South Africa, one of the officers of the president, which is come from the president. These are the issues we cannot say that are financing for data and financing. I think we need to trust. And we acknowledge the team and we should take the form of a high level round meeting and talent discussion. The second one is human participation in armed conflict. People were invited to our conference to Africa continent. Would know how important it is to research in the issue. The gender perspective on climate change, you know, to environment. And the nature of the social community to keep coordination structure for government regional gender program coordinating the participation of South African regional community to the upcoming UNCHW. The nature generation will comprise government and civil society institutions to invest in the sector which we have seen address. We will only be able to accommodate one, as I said before. Once the agency has confirmed its participation, your domain will be advised, blah, blah, blah. I think people know what's going on. Now we have taken this to the presiding officer's office, both of them. And what do we do next? That's the resolution. Nobody wants to have
a list. I think it's
all the compliance.
have somebody to take over the site, you know, to share the details. That is also very important for me. Let's debate this now. I don't know, it's going to try. The importance of us is really over the site. But now we are going as ALC, we are going as SOP and ALC.
I think if it is true, then we say one the chairperson in the chairperson of the committee, and then we look at the deputy chairperson is the ALC member. Then we say we look at the opposition member in the SOP.
Because it can't cover
some kind of and this is a secretary or the chief secretary. It's one committee member. They can see where they are in to or not. This is just to our elders. Because the for them, for the people, not all.